This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Imagine you run a big company, tens of thousands of employees, tens of thousands of customers too, except those customers are students and the employees are faculty and staff, and your company is a major American research university. And then imagine that the White House issues an executive order limiting some portion of your employees and customers from coming and going into and out of this country. That is where University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel found himself last Friday. Dr. Schlissel, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure to be here, Kai.
This executive order came down on Friday afternoon. What'd you do? What was your first reaction?
Well, our first reaction always is to understand the implications of major changes in government policy for our community. And this is, you know, something we've been tracking and paid attention to for months, because although the timing was a surprise and the nature of the executive order was a surprise, the fact that the new administration planned to work on immigration was not a surprise.
How are you assessing the impact on the economics of academia in this country, the idea of overseas students coming at all, the idea of academic cooperation on an international basis, those kinds of things?
Sure. You know, there are challenges on all of those levels. I think the reason why it's important to me to speak out and take a leadership role on this is international members of our community are significantly responsible for the excellence, not just at the University of Michigan, but of, you know, higher education throughout the United States. It's really the envy of the world. And we're a magnet for talented, hardworking people that want to come here, contribute, and at the same time improve their lives through education. We're educating all our students to operate in a global marketplace. There's your plug. In order to do that, they need to be exposed to people from different nations, different cultures, as part of their education. We are all concerned about our nation's security. That goes without saying. We're also concerned about our economic security and our economic future, and we don't want to fritter away our nation's advantages.
You said this past weekend in a statement after the order was issued that the University of Michigan does not share sensitive information about its students like immigration status. Are you worried about the government coming to you and saying, listen, give it up?
The policies I spoke about have actually been in place for a very long time. So this isn't in response to an executive order. You know, I wanted to remind our community that we take our students' privacy very seriously. That privacy is protected by federal law. We certainly recognize, respect, and obey the law, but we do so in a way that protects our students' privacy and their own individual rights.
What happens to the University of Michigan and higher education in this country if the order as it's written today stands for the next 4 years or eight?
Well, I think it's a very complicated question, because the order as it's written today is still being interpreted, and it has parts in it that play out over the course of many months. And I'm not a policy expert. I think the important thing is to change the perception that the United States is not a welcoming country. Of course it is. We're a country of immigrants. You don't have to look very hard to find out where everybody's from and how many generations ago they too were in the situation of being an immigrant. It's that perception that we're a beacon for talented, ambitious people around the world that we can't afford to lose. And when I talk to my university colleagues around the world, leaders of other universities, I comment and they agree that one of the underappreciated aspects of having international exchanges where students and faculty come here and then our students and faculty go elsewhere around the world is it makes the world a safer place.
Dr. Mark Schlissel is the president at the University of Michigan. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
Real pleasure. Thanks for your interest. It's really important, Kai.